Welcome to the Ladies of Metal Show, featuring interviews with metal bands, tattoo artists, and of course, the Ladies of Metal models, where we keep you up to date with everything surrounding the metal, underground, and alternative community. This is the Ladies of Metal Show, hosted by Gwen Anastasia.
It's episode 3 of the Ladies of Metal Show. How are you guys? It's Gwen Anastasia with you, hosting the show. I'm a model for Ladies of Metal, and I also host and produce Ladies of Metal Radio. If you need some more metal in your life, we broadcast 24/7 on the TuneIn app. Just search Ladies of Metal Radio. And as always, if you'd like more info on Ladies of Metal, it's all on our website at theladiesofmetal.com. And make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, all at Ladies of Metal. So for episode 3, we're going all the way to New Zealand to meet Ladies of Metal model Alexia Rose. If you follow us on social media, which you should be doing already, she's the one with the bright red hair. Hey, Alexia, how are you? Thanks so much for coming on the show. I honestly don't know a ton about New Zealand, so is there a big alternative culture there?
Hey, girl. Thanks for having me on the show. New Zealand does have an alternative culture. It's pretty small and in certain areas, but there's definitely more and more up-and-coming sort of gigs, and it's just getting more and more accepted here, which is awesome.
Well, that's awesome to hear. And you've been with Ladies of Metal for a while now. When did you get accepted?
Yes, I have. I've been with Ladies of Metal for about 2 years now. I got accepted 2 years ago. Was one of the best emails I've ever received. It was definitely a huge goal of mine getting into modeling. Just being accepted into such an awesome group of women that share the same interests, and it's just so inspiring to me. To be a part of that is just incredible, and every day I'm so proud to be alum.
I feel the same way. Like, I can't believe I was cool enough to get in almost. And when did you first start modeling, and did you always want to be a model?
I first started modeling when I was about 12 years old, but it was more sort of fashion modeling, and I was not really into it. I actually quit because I wanted to do alternative modeling, and I refused to be in fashion shows because I didn't want to do that type of modeling. And then I became a makeup artist for a while and decided once my confidence was back up again, I wanted to get back in front of the camera. So I've just been continuing to follow that dream for the last almost 3 years now, and being with Ladies of Metal for the last 2 has just been a huge step in my career and has really helped me grow as a model just by being a part of it and looking up to all these amazing models that are my Ladies of Metal sisters. Is just amazing.
And what inspired you to get into modeling? Because it seems like a lot of us kind of fell into it by accident.
I used to do a lot of photography and design in high school, and a lot of my muses would be, for example, Sabina Kelly, Kat Von D, and just a lot of alternative models, Michelin Pitt. Back then it was like 2007, 2008. It was just, New Zealand didn't have anything like that. So I was really inspired by women with tattoos, and I wanted to look like that. And that was sort of a dream of mine, to be a tattooed model ever since then. And that's really what inspired me.
Ugh, I love Sabina Kelly. I creep on her so hard on Instagram. I just always loved her pinup and like vintage style photo shoots. So definitely good call on that. So what do you do for work besides modeling?
My day job, I work as an administrator. It's not exciting, and it's nowhere near as fun as modeling. I also do a lot of makeup work on the side just for that side hustle. But yeah.
That's a good point, though. A bunch of our models are like nurses, insurance agents, bartenders. We're just normal people that have normal jobs, and then we model and have tattoos under our work clothes. It's awesome. What other groups do you model for?
My favorite group to model for is, of course, Ladies of Metal, but I am also represented by H2 Ocean Models. I got accepted into them last year.
Okay, so since Ladies of Metal is not only a modeling company, but all the models listen to metal and support metal bands, so when did you start listening to heavier music, and what was the first metal band you heard?
I started listening to heavy metal in my early years of high school, so I would say 11 or 12. My first classic metal band that I heard was just a classic. Down With the Sickness was my first proper song that I kind of got into when I was in my teenage years. But yeah, ever since then, my music's taste has kind of just evolved, and I pretty much love all kinds of different metal genres.
Disturbed. Okay, that's legit. I think a lot of people used Down With the Sickness and songs like it as kind of like a springboard into heavier stuff, like trying to figure out what else is out there. And people have to remember, for us in the early 2000s, like, we didn't have Spotify, and iTunes came out a little later, so we had to save up and buy CDs and rely on our friends that were willing to use sites like Napster and LimeWire to download music. So we were kind of at the mercy of whatever our friends were listening to, and it was much harder to get into your own stuff. So what was your first metal concert?
Oh, the first metal band I saw, that's going back a few years, I saw, I don't know if you'd class them as metal, but more of the heavier sort of rock band I saw was Alexis on Fire when I was 16. That was a really amazing concert, because not long after that they actually disbanded. So I was really glad that I got to see them when they were all together in their kind of heyday. and then probably they used to have things called Big Day Out, which would be like a tiny, meeny, weeny warped tour for New Zealand. Yeah, so went and saw there was Antagonist playing, and also there was Rage Against the Machine were headlining, so they were freaking awesome.
Oh man, I used to love Alexis on Fire. I think I got to see them once before they broke up, but Dallas Green is doing City in Color now, which is kind of a cool project, a little bit different. What's one band you've always wanted to see but you haven't yet?
Okay, I can't just choose one. I'm going to say my top three, because I just can't pick one band.
Okay.
My number one would be Deftones, because I just listen to them pretty much every day. Number two would be Marilyn Manson. I want to see him so bad. And then number three would be Linkin Park. If I ever had the opportunity, I should have gone back in the day when they did come, but I didn't. So I'm kicking myself about that. So,
I never got to see Linkin Park either. And now I'm really sad, because they don't seem to know what they're going to do without Chester. But I did see that Mike Shinoda is working on some solo stuff too. So we'll see. And I know this question is super difficult, but I always like to ask, what are three of your all-time favorite bands?
Okay, I know I answered three before, but they aren't my top three. Well, the top two are Deftones and Marilyn Manson, but my number three would have to be A Perfect Circle, because I also listen to their songs almost every day. I have a lot more favorite bands, but since I'm only picking three, those are my top three.
Good choices. And it looks like A Perfect Circle has a new record coming out April 20th called Eat the Elephant, which is pretty cool, but I don't know what that title means. And Tool has been posting from the studio, so Maynard is definitely keeping busy this year, finally. All right, Alexia, where can people follow you on social media?
You can follow me on my Facebook, Alexia Rose X, or on my Instagram at Barbie Doll Heart.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, and we can't wait to see what you're up to the rest of 2018.
Thanks so much for having me, Gwen. Bye.
And you can also check out Alexia's Not Safe for Work content at alexiarose.ismygirl.com. That's Inked Magazine's subscription site. The nature of Ladies of Metal is unique in that, yes, we are models, but we are fans of music first. We all go to shows in our local areas, we're from cities all over the world, and we actively check out new bands and promote the metal scene. Here is your metal update. Fallujah has apparently been hard at work on their fourth full-length album. On March 15th, the band issued a teaser video online showing various stages of the recording process. A new record is expected to surface later this year. Notably, this will be the first Fallujah album without vocalist Alex Hoffman, who exited the band last summer. Although they released their last album less than a year ago, Sworn In is already demoing material for their next one. Preliminary details are sparse at this point, but the band issued a preview of some new music via social media with the caption, Album 4. This spring, Born of Osiris will tour a portion of the U.S. with support from Fit for a King and Gideon throughout the month of May. Immure has officially announced they'll be bringing Counterparts and King 810 along for their spring tour starting at the end of April and extending through May. Parkway Drive announced details on their sixth studio album. They'll release Reverence on May 4th. They have just released the second single called The Void, which you can listen to now on YouTube. Trivium will play some select headlining shows this spring with Toothgrinder and 68, in addition to their previously announced tour with Bullet for My Valentine. Black Label Society will embark on the second leg of their North American tour with Corrosion of Conformity this summer. And records that came out since our last episode come from Rivers of Nile, Where Owls Know My Name, and Bless the Fall put out Hard Feelings. The Metal Update is sponsored by Ghost and Darkness Clothing, based out of New York, but you can catch them at tattoo conventions all over the U.S. from now through May. Check out their dates at facebook.com/ghostanddarknessbrand and shop designs at jbrdapparel.com. There are a ton of festivals scheduled for this spring and summer here in the States and in Europe, and it's the subject of our mini chat. Quick run through of some of our favorite U.S. festivals, starting with April 20th. That weekend, it's Las Rageous. That's out in Las Vegas, and that features Judas Priest, A Perfect Circle, and Ghost. April 29th, it's Fort Rock in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Killswitch Engage, Hollywood Undead, Trivium, Bullet for My Valentine, Under Oath. May 4th, Carolina Rebellion in North Carolina, Parkway Drive, Trivium, Under Oath. You're going to hear a lot of the same bands because they're on the festival circuit this year. And the weekend of May 12th, it's Northern Invasion all the way up in Wisconsin. You can check out Tool and A Perfect Circle, Asking Alexandria and Parkway Drive. May 18th, it's Rock on the Range in Ohio. This is a huge festival, and it features Under Oath, Tool, and Bullet for My Valentine. And the big one for me personally, Warped Tour starts June 21st. On that this year is the Amity Affliction, Wage War, My Children, My Bride, Every Time I Die. I actually did a mini chat about Warped Tour in episode 2, if you want to check that out. The All-Stars Tour is supposed to come back this summer too. That usually starts after Warped Tour is over sometime in August. If you're listening overseas in Europe, one of our models, Valentina Rocket Queen from Italy, put together a festival list for you guys to check out. June 14th, that weekend, Firenze rocks in Italy. Ozzy Osbourne's going to be there, Judas Priest, Avenged Sevenfold. And then the following weekend, June 22nd, it's Hellfest Summer Open Air in France. Headliners are Avenged Sevenfold, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden's going to be there. What? Into July, July 11th, Resurrection Fest in Spain, featuring Anthrax, Architects, and Mastodon. Looking ahead into August, August 2nd kicks off Wacken Open Air in Germany with In Flames, Gojira, and Judas Priest. And then the following week is Brutal Assault in the Czech Republic with Carnifex, Behemoth, and Cannibal Corpse. So get yourself to a show this spring and summer. Festivals are the easiest and usually the cheapest way, if you break it down, to see a ton of your favorite bands, and you get the opportunity to check out bands you haven't heard before. Let us know what you think about our chat on Twitter using the hashtag TheLOMShow. If you have a topic you want us to discuss, you can tweet it at us. We are at Ladies of Metal on Twitter. Episode 3 Mini Chat is brought to you by New Jersey-based clothing company City to City Apparel. Whether you need custom merchandise, printed for your business or band, or you're just looking for some new threads, check out City to City Printing and Apparel online at citytocityapparel.com. To sponsor one of our segments, email me, Gwen, at theladiesofmetal.com. That'll do it for us. Thank you again to my guest, Ladies of Metal model Alexia Rose. You can follow her on Instagram at BarbieDollHeart, Facebook.com/AlexiaRoseX, and AlexiaRose.ismygirl.com for more photos. Don't forget, your favorite metal bands are streaming 24/7 on the TuneIn app. Just search Ladies of Metal Radio. I'm Gwen Anastasia for Ladies of Metal and the Ladies of Metal Show, and we'll see you on our next episode.
You just heard another episode of the Ladies of Metal Show. Subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. Need more metal in your life? Listen to Ladies of Metal Radio on the TuneIn Radio app, hosted by the Ladies of Metal models. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Ladies of Metal.